Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning into Urban Conversation. This is your host, Liquel Marie, and I'm joined by my co-host, Manuel Hill. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I am doing really good this evening. Another exceptional evening.
Uh-oh. Awesome. That's
yes,
great.
Another exceptional evening due to good football and my team winning again, so I'm feeling really good.
Oh my gosh. Well, woohoo. Good to hear that. We are still here with BTR. Hopefully we will actually make BTR being Blog Talk Radio for those who scratched your head for a split second wondering what I was talking about. As you know, we've been having so many problems, but I've been going back and forth, and there's a lot of stuff, but I'm going to announce some things later. I have a little video announcement that I'll be posting on our open forum page on Facebook, Urban Conversation Radio, so that you know what's going on and what to expect in the coming weeks, as well as the new year. So, it's going to get bigger and better, so definitely appreciate the listeners for your support and all my techies.
Is bigger always better?
No.
Oh, just checking.
I said that kind of quick, right? Like,
I was just making sure. You said it's going to get bigger and better. I was just trying to see if they were synonymous, if bigger equaled better.
No, but, you know, depending on the premise that you're saying bigger, meaning quality, you know, just the reach, the grasp, so whatever.
So size does matter.
You do need some size to do the job. As long as you're getting the job done, and getting the job done good, exceptional, that's what's important. So what are we talking about anyway?
I don't know. You just started talking about things being bigger and better. I just got, you know, wonder what's going
I'm
on.
Just trying to answer the question.
Your mind, you just take it there every single time. We just can't have a decent show without you getting all without you just being so, I don't know.
Nobody that listens to this show will co-sign that. As a matter of fact, I'm sure they probably threw their phones down for a moment or just hit themselves in the forehead. Like, is he for real? Yes, you guys
did
know. He said what?
Did this guy just try that? Yeah, I kind of tried to throw her up under the bus there. I did.
I don't know why you always try to throw me under the bus. I thought you loved me and cared for me, but I'm starting to feel like you just don't. So that's not what you do. You know, you don't do that to your people. What's wrong with you, Manuel?
I know. I gotta do better. Gotta get a hold of myself.
So anyway, We attempted to have a discussion on last Sunday and just had all kinds of problems. And on, I think it was that Wednesday night heat that we had some issues on, but you guys were like really, really on fire and wanted to talk about what men don't say, but think, or whatever the topic was. what men are thinking but don't say, I think that was what it was. And we tried and tried and tried and tried and tried, and BTR just kept booting us off, and we couldn't get that up and going. So that's basically, we're tying that into tonight's topic, the whole gender wars, because I got a few inbox comments, and I'm also going to read some of the feedback. I got a she wanted to remain anonymous, so I won't say her name, but she submitted a question today. So for the question of the day on our open forum page, I'm going to catch up and look at some of the feedback that you guys gave. Looks like you guys had some interesting stuff to say. But I don't want to get into like all of the stuff that's going on right now. It's like a lot of heavy stuff going on. We know the attacks in France, and then we know the airstrikes that are going on. And so, but people have just been out of their, well, I haven't been on Facebook. I've been off and on, but I've been seeing like, yikes, like people are really passionate and just kind of going to the left, and guys got some really strong opinions about, you know, some stuff. I have my opinions as well, but, you know, you have to remember, you know, don't get upset because someone doesn't see it the way that you see it. Really, wisdom, that's wisdom, people. You gotta grow inward so that you can, you know, have debates and have discussions without making things personal and attacking other people because they see it differently. And I don't have a problem with people changing their profile pic colors to whatever Facebook does their little thing. And of course we want to pray for the families that have lost loved ones so far. That's my mentality. I'm also able to see things from different variables and different sides. So, I see all the different angles, and I'm still chilling and not upset about any of them. So,
and my only take on it was, hey, you know, in the end of it, at least we are talking about something that actually has some substance to it. At least, you know, it's not some frivolous topic where on either side the opinion doesn't matter, because on either side the opinion does matter and the ideas are important, and it's all for the greater good, regardless of how you want, whether whether my fellow black people, we want to be a little selfish and we feel a certain kind of way, whether people eat, no matter how you spin it, this is something that's talked about that is of the utmost importance on all sides. So that's something to be proud of as a collective group of people, as human beings, you know.
As long as those conversations, I'm not even going to go there. What you said is true, but, you know, I have to be hard on people because sometimes you're just talking at the, you know, people are just saying stuff and they don't have the facts on things. And hopefully the conversations are leading people to, you know, actually research and be more aware and, you know, actually know what's going on in these particular, you know, why people are upset and so forth. Because, you know, we have the bandwagoners that just jump on whatever and have, yeah, you know, they have no idea what's going on. And, you know, there's people who think, I'm not even going to go there. I'm just going to stop now. but, you know, there's people that just don't have a clue on what's going on. And that's unfortunate because you want to know what's going on. You want to know why, you know, things are happening. You know, just know what's going on.
I do have one. Point that put a lot in perspective, and it put it in perspective for me. And I won't say the name.
Do they want to stay anonymous?
I didn't get their permission.
Go ahead.
But the point is a very good point, and you know, her family is actually, you know, from Africa. She travels all over the world regularly. Like we're not talking about, you know, and you know how that is. You know, some people do a whole lot of talking. And then some people actually have some action behind it. But what she said actually, you know, put some things in perspective just from an idea side. And she said, I wasn't going to speak on it, but I'm annoyed. Miss me with the fake concern about the Kenya shootings that happened back in April, 7 months ago. Now, y'all want to be concerned about what goes on in Africa. Maybe if you pro-Afro slash pro-black folks actually spent money to travel to Africa instead of Europe, others might start caring about our continent, too. I can't tell you the number of brown people I've told I was going to Ghana or Kenya or South Africa, and they question why I go there and not London, Paris, Rome, etc. We can do both, you know. We can do both, you know. Our own people aren't trying to experience the African culture, but now you're upset that there isn't a Kenyan flag to overlay the top of your profile pic. If you really cared about the shooting in Kenya when it happened 7 months ago, you would have started praying for them on Friday. F out of here, you know, FOH with fake activism. Now, folks can genuinely care about Paris because you want to be – now, folks can't genuinely care about Paris because you want to be super African this weekend. Good day. And it was a little – and she was peeved, but this is somebody who I know.
Yeah, she was angry.
I've known her a long time. Yes. And I do personally know that this is not somebody who's flexing about – what they do and they don't do it. There's words, actions,
right,
and documented. And so, and her family, she comes from African descent. I mean, and I'm saying directly, you know, not, you know, she, you know, her family's here from there. And so, and people got to realize when we do jump into these debates and these back and forths, and everybody all of a sudden wants to jump on one side, some people don't realize that it's people that know you. You know, so
right,
the people that know you, the friends and family members that know you, and they see these perspectives and points that you're putting out there, they're scratching their head like, wait a minute, but I know you. And I
right,
know that you really, you know, so people just got to be careful, stay true to themselves. And the biggest thing what you just said, stop being bandwagoners. I mean, having a perspective.
And that's, all, and that's just for the people who, yeah, and that's just for the people who are and you know,
right,
most, you know, definitely, you know, people can feel and empathize and sympathize with tragedy and don't have to have ever been to those places. And I just want to make that clear.
Right.
It's not, you know, there are people genuinely, you know, there are people who, when they genuinely see tragedy, it hurts them, it affects them. And that's okay. You know, everyone can't, you know, travel to these places or would want to. There's a lot of danger
right,
going on. So it's, you know, hello, it's kind of, you know, it's not so off to say, you know, hey, why are you going there? But to, you know, to actually be mentally and emotionally involved more than just lip service, you know, definitely we need to do that and do what you can do where you are. And
right,
never let anyone make you feel like you don't have a right to feel sympathy for you know, people who lost their lives, you know, whether it was down the block or in another country. And then, you know, and then that really goes to validate the state of our media outlets and how they are so agenda driven with what they give coverage to, because, you know,
right,
a very large percentage of humanity only, you know, is only exposed to what they see the media give them.
Right.
Whether we
right,
want to, you know, I'm not going to bash anyone for that. We've all had at one point in time before we grew and got wiser, had some level of feeling like we could trust what the news showed us.
Of course.
And that the story that the news put on is what should have our attention. So, you can't really club people over the head and say, oh, you know,
you need to go to this site and these ones. You're absolutely right, because
right,
and that's the point you just made. Until you get to a point where you realize that there is more out there being covered aside from your mainstream, you just don't know. I mean,
you just don't.
Man,
you don't
all,
know,
yeah.
And you, and it's not right to demonize people for that. And that's the part that I have a problem with, when, you know, when the debates start to demonize one opinion or one perspective over the other. Because we're all in a process, or should be in a process, of becoming more enlightened and more wise and more, you know, aware. And that's a process that's individualized to that person. No one can determine, you know, when that, you know, awakening will happen. So you have to respect everyone's process. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, and I even reposted about Kenya and about what happened. Of course, I knew when it happened. I posted about it when it actually happened months and months back. But the reason that people are bringing it up is because, you know, to bring that awareness to the fact that it really didn't get enough news coverage. And
right.
Facebook, which is a media outlet that so many millions and millions of people use, they didn't do anything to say, hey, support,
right.
You know, and that is a valid point that people are making. And I don't think everyone that made that point is saying it's wrong to pray for France. But in all tragedy, we have to learn from everything. And so
oh,
it's an
absolutely.
Opportunity, you know. So, you know, woohoo to everyone who has.
And we should be concerned about. We should be concerned about the human condition, period. I mean, point blank, we should
think
be.
So.
If anybody at any point is concerned about the human condition on a certain level, if we empathize and we sympathize and we genuinely care, that's good. I mean, and you made a really valid point. Sometimes people just don't know. They just aren't aware. It's not that they don't care. But
yeah.
if people just are caring about the human condition, I mean, let that be good enough sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, and I think for the most part, it is enough, and they grow, you know, you grow from there. So, the moment we stop caring, you know, humanity is
right.
completely lost. So
right there you go.
So anyway, love you guys. Chill out and stop being so angry. Just you know, don't be so mad all the time. And that's to everybody.
Right.
Like relax. You know, the best debates and the best teachers are those that can keep calm and hear both sides of it. So
right.
anyway, moving on from that, because I just don't like to just get into stuff like that. Just, you know, sometimes you know, when you're just like, because I read a lot of stuff. And so I'm just kind of like, sometimes I just want to chill because my brain just kind of needs to like have a woosah moment.
Right.
Like, just chill out for a little bit. But anyway, so we're talking about gender wars. Is there a war with the gender?
Oh yeah. Yes. And you know what though? And you know what? And I know this can always, whenever we're talking about the man woman side of things and what men think, what women think, it can always spin off. We always take this one and it goes a whole different other areas. But there is a, I don't want to say war. I'm going to say there's this struggle, and it's not going to change.
It's not going to change. Yeah,
but the understanding, but understanding is what we should all be seeking. I know I do joke and say, oh no, men don't want to understand women. We just need to love y'all, and that's it. Forget understanding. But truth be told, you know, we need to try to understand y'all just a little bit.
What we're gonna
and,
do?
And yes.
Well, we have a male perspective and we have a female perspective. I don't think that you and I have actually clashed.
Yeah,
I remember.
I mean, a few times.
I think I don't know if I've said this before, but there was this. Let me just say this. This was in Vegas some months ago. And I think it was. No, I don't think. I know this was like the absolute worst that me and Manuel have ever clashed. It was like. It was not a joke.
You were so loud. The security had to come. They came and knocked on the door and was like, "Who is this?" And I'm like, "She's a little loud. She's
Manuel
a little irate
lying,
right now.
You
guys,
were
so out
in
of
actuality,
control.
In actuality, it was him who was losing his mind.
I was a little inebriated. You know, I get loud when I've been drinking. You know, the volume goes up just a little bit.
Yeah, it was pretty, but you know what, after the debate, we were just all back into love and in peace.
Yeah, of course.
I'm trying to remember.
You remember what it was, I remember, it was, we oh God, this is going to be all over the place. We were talking about men servicing the women orally, kind of like this.
And, no, that's not.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. That's what we were talking about. And you were saying that, and truth be told, she actually did make. She made the valid point that the main thing the man should be concerned with is that spot. You know, the brothers, you know, she's basically saying, be concerned with the clitoris.
Here
we're adults. You know, but I was driving the point that even as men, even if we take that and say, okay, we should be good, you might, with our egos, I think dudes can run into the red room with any basic information and thinking, oh, we got this, until we don't got it, and we can be thrown a loop, because I personally think the female's anatomy is just so much more complicated than ours. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, dudes, and that was more so my point that,
well, I remember you have. I remembered it a little bit differently.
I was loud.
Yes, you guys. He was very loud, very passionate. But here was the thing. My point that I was trying to get across is that I understand that, you know, women are different, but when you deal objectively, you're not dealing in the minority. You're dealing with the majority. That's where the saying the majority rules come from. That's how we sort of get our, you know, our stigmas and our stereotypes and, you know, all these,
right.
You know, our fact base going by what the majority is. So I'm not really caring about that little small percentile. I'm just not. And neither are the people who collect data for facts. So, and Manuel knows this, but he was on this kick that he just wanted to argue with me, I think.
It was more so dudes be aware. And that's my thing, because
you gotta be aware,
men,
but I was saying, here was the thing, ladies, this is what I said. I was basically trying to school the gentleman that the majority of women, when you're pleasuring them orally, it's all about the clit. We don't need a bunch of like licking between, you know, on the thighs, and most women don't even want you doing all of that. Like, like, why are you licking my thighs? But you know, so that was my point.
And that's not what I said. I said nothing about no damn thigh licking. Oh
you
my God, that's terrible.
I didn't say that you did.
Oh God.
I
know what you're saying. I know what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah,
I'm
just making a
point. We know men get
extra. You guys get a little extra, and you're doing, you know, you're doing some work that you really don't have to. And so I was just saying that, you know, focus on the goal, focus on the prize. That, you know, we don't really need a bunch of all of that stuff that you guys are doing down there. I'm here for you guys, for my brothers. I'm trying to
help you. Help me help you.
Yes, let me help you, like, you know. And so that's it. You know, there's some women that like that, but those women, they're in a very small group over there picking daisies somewhere. The majority of women are laying there like, get to it, please. And they're faking it until you do. So, you know, all those little, while you're nibbling on her thigh, she's not digging that.
All the little eyes while you're nibbling on her thighs.
She's really like, oh, would he get there already?
And you know what? And you know what this can do? You know what this is going to do? This is going to segue right into some of the things that men are sometimes thinking that women, y'all probably, not as a young, and these are younger men, and maybe even older men, actually. A lot of times men are going into situations with intimacy thinking that they got it all figured out. And y'all women, y'all know that sometimes we do. We're thinking, most men are thinking, we got it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go in here and do this. And, you know, she's going to be all wrapped up, this, that, and the third. They're either thinking that they absolutely have it figured out, or they're thinking that they don't know anything about what's about to go down, and they're just winging it. I don't think there's much.
And women, here's the thing that women are not going to readily tell you, but this is true. You know, women. And again, I don't inbox me saying not all. I'm not saying all. Okay, I'm dealing in the majority. Get over the minority. I'm not there. I'm not. So just don't even bother. But this is the thing. Women are we're nurturers by nature. That's in us. And we, you know, a woman doesn't want to hurt a man's feelings. And
so terrible.
It you know, but it's that nurture inside of it. You know, especially if you're a mom and you know how you got to root your kid on, like, that's it, Billy.
Right.
Yes. So we're not gonna say that, but when you're down there, we're trying to mentally will you to like get there already, dog.
Right.
And if you really listen to a woman's body language. Men, if you just take a little bit of time and just kind of stop being so excited that she's even opening her legs for you, just relax.
but listen.
Because I know you guys are so excited, and you guys are just like, you're just in your own world. But if you care, and this is for the men, if you actually care about what pleases her and what makes her, you know, what's turning her on, listen to her body. Women, our movements change. You know, when you're really on point, her body is going to tell you. And when you're not, it's usually when she's just kind of still, when she's just kind of laying there waiting for you to figure out that all that stuff, that slobbering that you're doing is not working.
All that, and the other thing is to take into consideration, and all men and women know this, is the mental and emotional state in any given moment changes the dynamics, you know, for women. You know, forget
but
about.
If she wants it, she wants to give it to you, and then you get around, you're fumbling on her body, and you know, just and like jabbing your fingers inside of her, like. Be careful with that stuff. Like women are strong. They'll kind of flinch and take some stuff that's not, like, they're not even digging. And it is wrong for a woman to, and not wrong like you're bad, because I know why we do that, because I've been there, you know, where stuff was just, he's like, oh, poor baby, like, that's not it.
You're absolutely right. They you just say it, and that is the key right there, the conversation later, because
yes.
All that, you know, because our ego, you're right, I mean, y'all are nurturers, and our ego has to kind of be treated like an egg. You know,
it's true, fragile.
It is. I mean, but again, we're talking about, you know, majority of men, you know, I mean, there's some dudes out there who can take a hell of a punch. And
I'm just saying
for those out there that know that they can, we're not talking about y'all. We're just talking about the average cats out here. You know, most men aren't conditioned with women who are just going to be brutally honest, like, you know, so.
Yeah, because could you imagine as a man, I'm going to pose this question to you. Could you imagine, since we're talking about oral sex, and this, I don't know, we just always, I don't know, sex is a hot topic. People are always like, oh, what are they thinking? Listen, so could you imagine as a man, you're down there, and you guys, you know, I don't know if you guys go to the school of oral sex and all of you are taught the same lesson, or I don't know how that works, but
you're watching porn, that's it.
Stop watching porn.
Don't get your moves from a porn movie. Young men are getting all their moves from porn.
You guys, please don't, because that's just, no. And even the women on there tell you, like, stop.
This is
not what a woman wants, trust me. So could you imagine how you would feel if you were, you know, about to, you know, doing your thing, and you're like licking on her thigh and doing whatever that thing is you guys do, and you're licking all the way around, and she's just like, would you just get to it?
You know,
that did not feel good. How would you guys, how would you really feel if she was just like,
you know how
stop? Like,
the soul is going to be crushed. And you know
exactly.
what? This is the thing. And this is the thing, though. Even after the fact, later on, you know, it's still a difficult approach. But you're absolutely 100% right. It's not easy to approach a man about that.
No, it's not
at all. It's just not.
But,
I mean, it's like approaching a woman about her weight. It ain't no easy way to break that down. It's just like
you
mean.
Okay, we're gonna go there, and we're gonna see. I'm glad you said it, because actually we're gonna go there in a second with that whole. Hey, baby, do I look fat in my jeans? But here's the thing.
Oh.
Like, but hold on. I mean, to me, okay, you're in love with the person. You guys are together. You know, I would never say it during, like, the whole act, because that I just feel like, you know, I know that women are just stronger than men in that regard. So I would never, like, tell a guy that he's like, babe, you're just off. Like, I hate when you do that. But I will wait until it's like we're happy, having a happy moment. It's nothing sexual going on. And I'll just be like, baby, you know she's so temperamental. You know how
right.
she is. You know how your baby is. Yeah. And I'm like, baby, when you do that thing, oh, she doesn't like that. And then I'll follow that up with a cute little laugh. And then he's like, oh, my baby doesn't like, no, she doesn't like, okay, babe. You know, it's just kind of like ease it in, like, yeah.
And of course, positive reinforcement works with anybody on anything.
Oh, yeah.
But she begs
sure
like when you do this.
She was doing that. Like, oh.
Easy. I mean, now, and now, like, and again, we can always segue it into what men are thinking. Men are always thinking about the validation that a woman is going to give on every level. And we're talking about from the moment we meet you, like the moment go until we make it into the dust, we're seeking that validation of that from that woman of interest or the woman that we love. It's that validation. And it never changes, you know, it doesn't change. And it's like, if we're not interested in this woman, her validation doesn't matter. What she thinks doesn't matter, but if we're interested, we do seek that validation. And we'll jump through all the hoops in the world to basically get it.
Yeah, and so just so you may know, most of the time your woman is not going to tell you that she doesn't like something. She does. And a lot of women just tolerate it because it's kind of like that percentage sort of weighing things out, like, is the majority of it good? Okay, if the majority of it is good, I'll take that little, like, for me, okay, here, you wouldn't know this unless you've been intimate with me, but I'm going to share this. I don't like a lot of saliva. let me explain. I don't like being, like, slobbed on, like, just, I'm kind of
I think you might be in a majority for that one. I think you might be. I'm for real. I think you might be surprised that when you raise your hand, a lot of women are going to raise those hands like, "We're with you, sister."
Oh no,
like,
no, no! I know that they are. Oh, I know.
Right.
Men just, you know, don't get it. And here's the thing: like for me, I'm you know, and women are very central-centered, meaning they're not, you know, they're you know, like men are visual. Well, women are visual, but we also are moved by the sense, the smells, the touch, all of those things women, you know, are moved by. And so I just lick, just excessive saliva. And ladies, you know what I'm talking about. When he is just like in lust, and like, you know how you're salivating more when you just like, and it's like, that's good, that's cool and everything, but I need you to swallow before you lick on me. I don't want to feel extra saliva on my, I don't want to feel stuff dripping, you know, and just, I want it to be wet in those spots that it's supposed to. Is that graphic? Because if it is, I'm sorry. But I'm serious, and I don't like, even, like, you know, licking on my neck, and I'm just like, oh, and I'll tolerate it if I, you know, because I love you, but that is like a big turnoff. Like, don't wet me up from like the waist up. Keep that from the waist down. Like, that's it.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I mean,
I like to be kissed, but I just don't like to be.
Don't drool on the Gale.
No, don't do that. It's just not right. It's not right. And I think I'm really, 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 really like anal retent. Like, I'm just kind of like a neat freak, clean freak. And I have to really, really be taken out of my box to enjoy just like sweat filled saliva sex. So anyway, that was my sharing moment, and we're gonna take 1 second. Let me pull up some of these questions. 1 second. Okay, I love that music, by the way.
I don't know what's going on in the background there.
You like it. Okay, so we got just a couple, and this is, I'm going to also read some of the feedback from the question of the day. So I'm going to give these questions to you, Manuel, to answer, because these are, I guess, she's looking for a male perspective. We get these questions all the time, and so I get that sometimes you have different people that are listening to the show and may not hear, you know, when we're talking about certain things, but you guys must be on the same page, because I swear you guys are asking the same question. Anyway, so Tammy said, she said, like, well, I'll answer the first part because she kind of went into something else. She said, like, yo, what's the worst thing a man did to hurt you? How did you move on? And she said, I'm so over men and relationships. Nobody wants to be real anymore. Why do men cheat?
I got to add, that's for me. Why do men cheat? Oh, God. Okay, it's only really two reasons, and both of them are selfish. Let's be clear. Both reasons are selfish. Neither one can be excused, or, you know, you don't want to give, you know, a person a break on this, because infidelity is infidelity, point blank. Let's mm-hmm. be clear about that. It's not right. You have, in any situation, but when we talk men, it's the majority here, sometimes it's just more than one. The old cliche term, ain't no pussy better than new pussy. You know, and unfortunately, as false as that is, as far as quality, it's a mental thing more than anything else. So a guy can have the greatest, best, freakiest, nastiest, most off-the-chainest woman, wife, companion there is, and sometimes just the thought of something new, something fresh, something else that he has to conquer, it's like, oh, man, get that, get it out of the way, and then, you know, basically go back home. So there's that guy. And there are those guys who, I've known men that are in marriages, in long-term relationships, that once a year they might step out and get something new. And then I know some that will probably do it every other month. And these are different women. These are not, you know, these are not the guys that are running around with a side chick. Mm. So you have those men. Then you have the men who have the side chicks, and he just wants that other woman there because he wants to, or similar to the serial cheater, or he is not satisfied with the woman that's at home. Now, everybody wants to say, oh, you're not satisfied, go ahead and leave. If you're going to cheat, go ahead and leave. I want to tell you to shut the hell up. Bottom line, shut up. Women, men, period. Every woman out there that is going to say, well, if you're going to cheat, leave. I want to say shut up. Close your pie hole. Listen, and I'm very, very anal about this. No person who has invested significant time, assets, properties, money, family members, social networking through you two as a couple, children, is just going to walk away from all that due to some dissatisfaction in the bedroom or in the intimate
space.
Right. No, it is extreme. It is so far and few and in between. I would say, I'm going to say it's never happened. I'm going to say in the point, I'm going to say in a one percentile, that's how often it happens, where a man who's established, he's been in this foxhole with this woman for a significant amount of time, and they've built. And he's going to say, oh, I'm not happy because she doesn't give me blowjobs when I want. And he's going to ask for a divorce. No, sweetheart. He's going to go get it from somewhere else. He's not going to leave you. Period. It's just not happening.
Like,
so stop saying that.
Right.
And women say that all the time on every post and in every rant. Just leave
right.
if you're going to do that.
Well,
shut
you know,
up.
And you know why. And see, that's very telling because you've given the male perspective, the male mind that is more compartmentalized and more looking
exactly.
at things strategically. Women are, of course, a woman is going to say, why not leave? Because that woman knows how devastating it is to discover that the man that you've given your life to or that you're in love with is cheating on you. So she doesn't want to go through that. So she figures if I'm not satisfying you, then, you know, cut me loose. Don't stay with me and then put me through that pain. So both ends of it is valid. You know, if you have
And we know that, I'm sorry, but we know that women typically, and I'm not saying all, but if a woman is stepping out, she's already gone. So women, I understand that your perspective is that if I'm going to step out, I'm already out the door. Shut up. We ain't out the door.
What?
Like,
why?
Like,
what is that?
This is the
woman
this
voice
is, this
that
is what,
you just did.
That's what y'all do. I'm already out the door. See, that's how women are thinking. But, and y'all answer what men think? We're not out the door. You know what we're actually hoping is that all the hints, all the times we've said something, all the time we've expressed that, hey, you need to fix this, we're just hoping that you stop talking to grandma and mama and all these other friends who you can identify with who say, I don't do this and that. We're hoping that your dumbass removes the Q-tips and says, you know what, I'm going to do. No, yes, dumbass, because there are women who are sitting here listening to their friends, listening to associates, listening to the Bible study group, and not realizing that shut up and listen to your man. He is going to tell you. And just do it. And it works the same way. Because you women, y'all are going to tell us. And all we have to do is follow what you're telling. So just flip it around. I don't care what it is that they said on a talk show or on some stupid sitcom or some retarded reality TV show. Stop that part right there and listen to the man. Now, if you're not men, we're not complainers. We don't like to complain. We don't like to bitch. We don't want to constantly harass you. We're not going to tell you 10 times that we won't head on a Thursday. We're not going to tell you 10 times. We're going to tell you once or twice. By the time the third time comes that we want to discuss it, we already decided that we're just going to go ahead and get head on a Thursday from old girl down the street. Like, it's just that simple. You know, because it takes so much for a man to complain, to bring himself to the point of saying, I don't like this. Because, you know, we just feel kind of icky about bitching. Like, we don't want to do that. We don't want to be nagged. So it's like when we say something, or we've thought about it for quite some time. So you need to react. And if not, we're going to go do it, and then don't complain. Well, you just didn't leave. No, because I've already been putting up with it for six years, so I just decided I'm just going to go get it instead of leaving you, and I'm just going to say,
oh,
it.
God.
It sounds so bad, but truth be told.
No, it doesn't sound bad. It is bad. So anyway, but to Tammy, it is bad.
Now, if she's talking about the greedy guy, and now if she's talking about the greedy guys, those women, I feel bad for you guys. Like, in all seriousness, all jokes, all memes, and slick talk aside, if you're dealing with those men who walk into your lives and their premise is just to have multiple women or get you to fall for them, and all the while knowing that they're going to be these philanderers, that then I feel bad for you in that case, because and there are a lot of men who are like,
and
that,
you know, so, and all men don't cheat.
No, absolutely not.
But I think the consensus with the majority of people is that all men cheat. But
all men are tempted, but not all men cheat. Yeah. No.
Well, I think everyone is tempted. Right. But anyway, so Tammy, you asked, "What's the worst thing a man did to hurt me? How did I move on?" Well, you know, honestly, I haven't gone through the cheating scenario, but I've gone through the, you know, betrayal as far as, you know, the whole family structure, him being, you know, somewhat of a mama's boy, and I don't like to talk about my ex,
I can't tell the worst things that I've done, because that's a list.
I'm gonna ask you that next. So, but the worst would just be like, physical, you know, abuse and mental, you know, mental emotional abuse was definitely the worst that a man has ever done to me, and I don't think that after you go through that, cheating, and not to take away the pain of that situation, but I think a lot of times women get so stuck on, oh, that's the worst. It really isn't. I don't think that it is the worst that can happen to you. And how did I move on? I divorced him. So that's how I'm
real.
we're actually cool now. We're okay. We're not together, and so that's a good thing. But I don't know. I'm trying to kind of put myself, like, how would I feel if my guy cheated on me? And I'm thinking I definitely would be hurt, but I'm so, like, I get turned off so easily by, you know, that type of stuff. And if the attention is averted from me to another woman, I would get turned off by him. And so the whole, like, oh, I'm going to go crazy and, you know, like, why did you do this? That's not going to be there. I'm kind of like very territorial, but once I mentally think you've given my goods to someone else, they're not good to me. So I'm like, take that rotten stuff. I'm just like, she can have that. She can have that. I don't want that no more. So I'm not gonna I'm going to cry and it's going to hurt and so forth, but I have a pretty healthy ego. I think a lot of times people, you know, fall apart because their ego is hurt and bruised, and they're like, how could you? But I kind of think, you know, anything can happen. So, yeah, so that's just me. I'm not, you know, I don't want you after that.
Right.
I love you and, like, be like, dang, why'd you do that? But then I'm like, you'll never be inside me again. Is that wrong?
No, it's not wrong. That's okay. Like, seriously.
I'm very forgiving. And so a part of me would be like, well, give me the details. Like, do you love her? No, baby, I don't love. Okay, well, why'd you do it? You know, give me the details so I can understand. Like, was this like a one-time slip up? Or because if my dude like loves her, then that's like a blow. Like, that would destroy me. But if it was like,
right,
just if he was just, you know, babe, I just, you know, I fell, and I'm like, we might be able to repair after that. But of course, if he loves her, then, you know, I'm like, dang, that's jacked up.
And I'll say that's the worst thing that I did. Emotionally, I invested into another woman while I was supposed to be emotionally invested in another woman. That's the worst thing that I did. And Miguel is absolutely right. It is devastating. Like, all of the physical stuff, because you guys know how us men are. You know, it takes so much for us to get emotionally attached anyway, just being men. So the physical, it's like, okay, I'm scarred by it, but I can kind of recover from that. The emotional affair is something that women don't really, it takes, it's devastating. It absolutely is.
I'm trying to, you know, women, you know, hopefully
so
try
much,
to be really
it does take a lot. It takes a lot.
Yeah. What women are thinking at the thought of their guy being with another woman, they're thinking, first of all, they're thinking, what does she look like? And then if they're able to see her, they're gonna look and obsess over every inch of this woman because they're doing that the whole comparison, like, what does she have that I don't have? And if she, you know, oh, okay, maybe I guess he likes that, you know, I guess he likes that more.
Right.
And so she's gonna obsess about that. So it's not just the act that the guy does. It's what the woman does to herself mentally after she finds out that he's done that. And that is what really, really drives them, you know, drives a woman crazy. Then she's replaying, does he do this to her? Does he make that grunting sound that he does with me? Is he doing that with her? You know, all of that stuff is playing like, is he, you know, does she feel as good? So women, we will tear into it and analyze it until there is nothing left to analyze. And that part will just drive you completely crazy. I've had friends and I've had to like talk off the ledge, like, what is it? What does she have? And I'm just like, I don't know.
And this is the thing. And I'll put it flat out there with women, to women. A lot of times, depending on the situation, it may very well have nothing to do with the physical as much as you guys assume that it does.
Mm-hmm.
That can sometimes be the minimal. Especially, and this is where you have to know yourself and you have to know your man to a certain degree. You know the man finds you physically attractive. Difference is not the same as being more attractive than you. And worse is not what's going to drive him. It can be a woman who is less attractive than you on every level that you can imagine, and has nothing to do with the physical, because the one thing that happens to men who are used to physically attractive women who have dated and been with beautiful women, that becomes a luxury. That becomes extra. It even becomes something that you can do without, because after, and women can attest to this as well, you know, these guys out here that are handsome, they work out, they got all this, but no substance. Well, you have women that are built to the nines, and they're these beautiful, gorgeous women, but there's nothing there. And for a man in his relationship, for a man to give himself up emotionally or to mentally become fixated on a woman, he has to be intrigued by something outside of her physical appearance. So you can wash that away and put a paper bag over her head and a shower curtain over her body, and it's everything on the inside along with whatever little bit on the outside. It's more of that than anything else. And it seems to be, oh, that can't be possible because men are these creatures that focus on physical and they get erections and they walk around and they just piss and shit on everything. No, sweetheart. It's more than that. It can be so much more than that. So get beyond that she's cute. Oh, God, okay, it's another cute chick right around the block. It's another cute woman.
What men don't understand about women is no matter how secure the woman is, no matter how successful she is, that is the way that women think. It is a constant cycle of comparison. Women lie all the time. You have women who it's basically on two different sides. You have the women who try to pretend that they have somehow conquered this female attribute and that they are not driven by comparison. They're typically not being honest. They're trying to say what men want them to say to try to be more appealing to men. But men can attest to the fact that you always get into, you if you believe that this woman is so different from all the other women in God's creation, and that, no, she's not comparing herself to this next chick. She's not wondering, what do I, you know, why do I? You guys know, you if you fall into that trap where she just like flips out on you one day and you're thinking, I thought that stuff didn't bother you. Stop falling for the lies. Men, women, we're wired differently than you are. We can be as secure and confident within ourselves, but when we love a man, those vulnerabilities are all exposed. It's like just ripping a woman open, and she's completely, you know, weak when it comes to you. And like for me, I'm gonna wonder, like if you're into me, I'm thinking, okay, I'm like a particular type, and then I'm gonna check out like what else you're looking at, and then in my mind, I'm like, right. Okay, she's not like, she don't look nothing like, you know, like that's not,
right.
You know, we haven't like, and so I'm thinking like, so what's up with that, like. Like, what are you attracted to, just my personality, or are you attracted to my physical attributes, or is it flipped? Are you attracted to her? You know, so we're always
right
analyzing things like that, and that's why you know, and the reason, like, I just really really try to like just say it how it is because I have a son and I want him to be up on the female nonsense.
But it's insulting, like, to a certain degree. It honestly does insult certain men. Okay, as a man, it will insult me. Okay, because women, you guys don't nearly have a diagram to what this. You only have what you know about your man. And
right.
unless you have some reference to every woman he's ever been into and every woman he's ever looked at and gawked at and after, you really don't have an idea. All you know is that this man is into you. Well, what happens oftentimes is when a man moves on, just moving on, let's not even say cheating, man moves on or he's shown interest in other women, if that woman is still holding on to something, oh, so you like women with long hair.
Right.
You like the skinny type. Oh, so you like the thick type. Oh, so you like the, and as a man, you're sitting there looking at this woman and you're like, really? Like, it's like, is that all?
But you have to understand there's degrees to it. Women who have a good sense of self, they're not going to let it take them to that extreme. Like, it's not going to become an argument. It's not going to become a deal breaker. But the fact is that men have to understand that the thought process that happens in women is different than what happens in the male mind. Now, if you're dealing with a woman who is insecure, then that's when all the crap hits the fan. That's when you know, you can't talk to her. You can't, you know. That's a whole different, you know, that's someone who doesn't have a handle on what they feel and aren't able to just, you know, articulate it and then leave it be. Like, for me, I have a deep curiosity, you know, if it's my dude, I'm curious about everything about him. So I want to know, like, what, when he sees something, I want to know, like, okay, is that aesthetically pleasing to you? And I kind of want to be in on it, like, like I want to be like, oh yes, she is hot.
You like that?
Okay, I can feel you on that. Because you know, you got women who just can't give any other woman props for nothing. They're gonna find, oh,
right.
She ain't all that. You know, I can't stand chicks like that. It's like, stop it. But you know, see, I want to be in on it. And most women want, you know, they want to be in on what moves you. And some women can handle it, and then you have women who can't handle it. But all women are thinking
it. Oh, and that's fair. But only as a man, when we see that or when we encounter that, we view it as such weakness. Like, we do. Like, oh, really? Like, it's an insult. We view it as weak. We don't. No. I'm not. I don't entertain it. It's an insult to assume that. Oh, she's got a fat ass. Really? Like, come on,
oh, you guys should just take it as a compliment. Take it as the fact that she actually is into you like that.
Has.
That she would even care what you liked, unless she's just crazy and insecure.
And that's,
you know,
most of y'all. Remember that's all women. All women are crazy.
No. I didn't say anything about all women being crazy. I said the thought process. Nothing about being crazy. There are some women that are crazy, but I'm saying there's a difference. There's degrees to it. So if she doesn't care what you're doing and what you're looking at, she's not that into you. So
you
got to kind of look at it from both ends. If she's never like, okay, what you doing? She don't care what you're doing. So
she just doesn't care what you're doing.
And you know, if I ask a dude like, what you doing, if I'm checking up on you periodically, it's because I care, I love you. You know, it's all good. I'm thinking about it. I'm not going to obsess about it, but, you know, if I do, you know, kind of like say, hey, what are you doing? It's only because I'm digging you. All right. So here we got a couple of more. I'm going to try to get them in before we got a few more minutes. Okay. Chris said, women are confused. They don't know what they want. They claim to want one thing. You give that to them, and they still find a reason to complain. Never F. Oh, he wants to cuss. He said, never F and satisfied. Chris?
We want more. We like it, and we want more.
We want everything.
Women. Wait. You know what? Women want everything.
Another man say that women don't know what they want. Women know
it's
what they
bad. Want. They
what
want
are the
everything.
Women. No.
Yes. Y'all want him to be funny. Y'all want him to be humble. Y'all want him to be romantic. Y'all want him to be genuine. Y'all want him to be handsome. Y'all want him to be in shape. Y'all want him to be a provider. Y'all want it all. Like, men gotta stop trying to think that, okay, I can be this, but I ain't gotta be that. No. They want it all, brother.
Women aren't, it's not that women are confused and that they don't know what they want. It's just that women in the beginning of relationships can be selectively dishonest. Women can be very selective on, you know, if they're feeling the guy, they may not, you know, expose it all, put it all out there at once. And so it might seem like it's like things are being added onto the list. And then if a woman, you know, what you want from someone that you're casually seeing versus what you want from someone that you fall in love with are two different things. And, you know, feelings grow, and therefore things that you require or desire from a particular person is going to grow as well. Now, I'm not saying that they're, you know, I don't know. You men are always saying that, like, oh, women don't know what they want. I'm like, no woman in my circle is like that. That if you ask them what they want, I don't know. I don't get that concept. To me, that's a nonsensical statement. I understand.
You just made a real valid point. As people grow and evolve, expectations grow and evolve. You know, so it's like, again, you know, I wasn't really as concerned about this then, but now I'm a bit more concerned about it. So do you have that? Is that in your tool belt? That makes perfect sense. And that's really
Because like the surface stuff, like, you know, like what you want in general, like what, if you ask me what I want in a man, I can answer that question. If you ask me what I expect from a man once we get to a point of, you know, commitment and being in love, I can answer those questions. I think most women can answer those questions. So I don't know what to tell you on that, Chris. Like, I'm easily satisfied. So I'm not going to accept the whole thing. Women are never satisfied. I'm easily satisfied, but men are very inconsistent.
You know,
and so that satisfaction,
you know, my take on that,
waver.
You know, my take on that, be consistently inconsistent. Never start being consistent, because once you start being consistent, then they're going to be upset that you're consistent. So be consistent. gotta give them what they want. Gotta get.
That is
so,
the most bullshickle. I just created a word. And I'm going to start.
I don't know what that was.
I said bullshickle, and I'm going to start using it now. Bullshickle.
No, don't. Yeah, no, don't.
I am.
No.
I'm gonna start using it. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna post it
Hell
later.
no.
I'm gonna make my own definition, and that's gonna be the word of the week. Bullshickle.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hey, every word was, you know, created. So why can't we still create words?
I need you to sit your ass down and stop trying to create words.
I've already done it. It's done. That's bullshickle. Just stop fighting me on everything, Manuel. Just embrace legalism.
You need legalism. Damn, she just made a religion and a word all in one minute segment. She made a
I
religion and a
did, and
word.
I'm looking for followers.
Nice. I see you. I see what you're saying. I see what's going on over there.
Stop battling me on everything.
I gotta give you a hard time.
Why?
Because that's what you like. You like hard times.
I don't like hard times. I don't. I like things that are hard, but not time.
Now, I want everybody listening to realize who just went there. Because I was leaving it open for you. I left it open for you to go there. Because I knew the nasty was coming. I knew the bad. I knew it was getting
Wait
late.
a minute,
I'm
wait
like,
a
it's,
minute,
I'm like, it's getting late.
wait a
I'm like, it's getting
minute.
late. No, it's
Oh,
getting late on the East Coast. It's
wait a
getting late.
minute. Wait, wait, wait. I am not nasty.
Oh, you
I'm
don't like that
not.
word.
I don't. I'm
Debauchery. I
not.
knew a little. I knew a little debauchery was gonna slip. I knew you were gonna get a little fast and slick at that 10 o'clock hour, boy. Woo! So it's getting hot over there.
I don't feel like I did anything wrong. I simply said I do like things that are hard, but just not time.
What were those things you were referencing? Was it the same thing we were referring to in the beginning of the show when you said you
I
like
don't know
things
what
big?
you were.
I'm just.
I don't know what you were thinking. My mind is completely like I'm innocent. I'm not thinking anything.
You see my face right now talking about some damn innocence.
You know what? I'm having some difficulty understanding why you just constantly throwing me under the bus. Like, are you trying to say that I'm not innocent? What are you trying to say exactly?
Oh my God, you are not innocent. You are not innocent.
How do
You're a
you?
good person. You're a very good person, but innocent? No. Nah, I don't say
Why
innocent.
do you say that?
You don't get a name like the madam by being
I
innocent.
don't. No one's given me that. You gave me
Yeah, it
that
don't matter. It don't matter. And trust me, with all that I've done and seen in my lifetime, if I can bestow that upon you, that means you kind of got some. Yeah,
See,
you slick.
you're giving our listeners absolutely giving them the wrong impression. You're gonna have people thinking that I'm like pimping people or something, and just for their
You kind of you're not doing it yet. You haven't went into that line of work. I think you should. I personally think that you would do well running some sort of brothel escort service or something. I think you'd be phenomenal at it. I think you'd be phenomenal, but you don't want to listen to me. So I'm just saying, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait and, some years go by, and then all of a sudden you're on the West Coast where things are legal, and we find out that you have a permanent stay in Nevada. And you got you a little ranch, I won't be shocked. I'm like, I saw it coming.
I am so like I'm speechless right now that you would even say that. I don't know what to. I don't even know how to. So you feel like with all my gifts and talents that I should run a brothel?
One of your many ventures. Listen, let's not listen. That could be your front. You wouldn't listen. You get, listen, let me tell you something. Let me I'm gonna be real sick. I'm whispering in your ear right now. I'm the devil on your shoulder right now. Let's be clear.
Oh my God.
If you can get you a little, you can get you a little brothel or escort service, right? That's your capital right there. You don't need nobody to invest. You got the one thing that has been making money since the beginning of time. So you're gonna be good. So just employ
No.
those talents so you can do, do anything and everything else, girl.
Okay, we have time for one more question. I didn't even get to our question of the day. You guys keep commenting on that. Mark said, why do women think we're supposed to do all the work in the bedroom? Who thinks that, Mark? Who's thinking that?
He's talking about them pillow princesses.
Who's thinking that? I don't know how.
There are some. There are some. There are women.
Yeah, I'm like that.
Princesses.
That's me. Do all the work. I don't want to break a sweat.
You can't even get that out without laughing. That's how people know you're not serious. You can't even get that out.
I only like to sweat when I'm doing Pilates.
Now you might like that work, you know, but you can't even get it out without laughing, because you know that sounds absolutely ridiculous.
What? I think the man should do all the work.
So the man that you love, he would co-sign that you just let him do all the work. You don't put no work in. He would co-sign that.
I didn't say he would co-sign.
Oh, there we go. No, thank you.
As a matter of fact, I'm certain that he would not co-sign
exactly,
that the man
exactly.
should do all of the work.
Right.
I think he's turned off by that. I don't know.
There are some. Those are pillow princesses. Like, there are women who claim to be, like, and that's the thing, though. Like, that's actually a thing where there are men who do like women who put in no work at whatsoever, and there are women who prefer to be in a position where they don't have to do anything. They're just absolutely receiving, and they call those pillow princesses.
I'm trying to figure out if I am. Like, what is the work that you're supposed to do? What work do you do?
And then we will tell you if you're doing enough. You see, I flip that around. You are not going to get over tonight. I haven't been drinking. I haven't really been drinking like normal. So you ain't going to slide me under the bus. So what work do you do? And we'll
I'm
let you
just
know
trying
that
to figure out. I'm trying to figure out. Like, I've never had anyone say that, but I'm trying to figure out what is the work. What is the work that I'm supposed to be doing? I'm asking the man, I'm asking you, what is the work?
Are you asking me?
Like, I'm saying, what is the work that a woman is supposed to be doing? What is she supposed to do? What is she supposed to do that you guys feel
I'll tell you one of the biggest things that women don't do that men are like, okay, you need to do. Initiate. It is okay for the woman to pursue, to, you know, like men, we approach y'all, we touch, we hug, we feel, we grope, we get the mood going. It is okay for the woman to walk up to her man and fill him up, you know what I'm saying, let him know that, you know, you want your man, so it's okay to let that be known by physically pursuing him.
Do not go
get your ass in the bed after you've taken a shower, pull the cover up to your neck, and say, baby, come get it. No. What the hell's wrong with
no?
you? You bring it, you, no. No. You come find me wherever I am, you know, and be like, hey, you know, and start doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Catch me off guard or whatever, you know. But
really?
That's one of the – don't act like you don't know. Whatever. Quit trying to play dumb.
No, I'm just saying, like, that, what if you
But there are
are
women who don't know that. No, there are women who don't believe in doing that because they've been taught that
okay,
women don't
Okay,
pursue.
listen. Linda. Remember that little clip? The little boy?
Right.
Linda, listen. Okay, listen. This is what I would see as work in the bed. You know, like, oh, I don't know what I feel like, you know, like if you're throwing it back at him, and if you're, I don't know, because certain positions, like what are you, what would you, you can't,
I mean,
really
if,
do
if
anything.
The woman, if the woman is riding, that's work. If the woman is, like you just hit on the back, that's work. If a woman is using her hands
and
her
that.
Mouth.
That's too much work.
Yeah, like whatever. Yeah, you will.
That is
if
too
the woman
much
is,
work.
A woman is using her hands and her mouth and everything else like this. Whatever you guys want the man to do, the man wants you to do the same thing. It's just as simple.
I'm not doing any of that. I'm not putting my mouth on anyone. And definitely
I need you
not.
Make sure the man that you love knows that, which I'm sure he would probably be like, whatever.
I am not doing any of that.
If your man is listening to the show, he needs to check you the moment he gets an opportunity to do so. Like, oh,
listen,
yeah, you're not doing what?
Listen,
all right, cool.
the man that I'm in love with, if he knows I'm in love with him, if my mouth has ever been on him, put it that way.
Right.
If my
right.
mouth has never been on him, it's not love. Sorry. So anyway, yeah, well, Mark, I don't know what to tell you. I don't think all women think that we're not supposed to put in the work in the bedroom. So all jokes aside, you know, like Manuel said, what is it, the pillow princess, whatever, I guess. They
the pillow
exist.
Princesses, yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm a mixture of that. But that's okay.
That's cool.
And
there's a fair balance. Yeah, there's a fair balance, you know, to the woman that likes to be, you know, likes her man to have control, but is willing and wants to put in work too. And that's all men are saying. Like, we typically want to be in control, but then it's, you know, you want a woman to put in the work. So that's all dude is saying, is like, for women to expect men to always put in the work, and that's crazy.
Right. Mark, get another woman.
Oh, God, listen to you. Another? Like, you mean another, or leave that woman for another? Are you saying get another, like, go ahead and get him an extra one? Like,
I mean, no, not if you're married and committed, but I'm saying if that's, I don't know, he's saying women, so that kind of makes me feel like he's dealt with this more than once. Maybe it's you, Mark. Maybe you're just so overwhelming and they don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh,
that.
I see what you did there. Did you see what the madam did? She tried to make you feel good about your situation by bloviating your ego. That is why I just said she needs a brothel. Now this dude is going to forget about his problem.
It can be so overwhelming. There are men that are so passionate and so in control and can handle you that you're just kind of like, what do you do except for you just let them have
just
you?
Take it.
Like, yeah.
Right.
Take
so
that.
You saying,
take
Mark,
that.
Right. Right. And what was that? What just happened? What was that, Pete Puffy? Like, what was that?
Take that, take that. You.
You like that?
Yeah.
That's what you into that? That's what's going
I
on.
I am.
Like,
I do. I am into that. Yeah.
Damn. What? Miguel getting hot on the radio show.
I am actually not even. I'm not hot. I'm just being honest. Yeah. Stop. I'm not like getting hot or anything. I'm just saying, yeah.
Well,
that's,
the male listeners are getting excited. We
please don't be. Please don't be. Please
that,
don't. There's no reason for you to be.
Mark, she just tried to set you up, Mark, man. Go in there and you tell that woman, listen, Mark, this is what you do. This is what I believe. Like Chris Rock said, you can't go in there being all passive, like, excuse me. Like, you actually have to sometimes put your dick in the woman's face. Like, look, work on this now. Like, you
that's
have to
hard.
Be rude. Yeah, but yeah. See,
no,
listen,
that's not, that is so not rude. Okay, let me say this. I love that. where you don't expect it, and he's just like, you see this? Handle that.
Go ahead and take care of that. Right. And men have to be bold. Like, you can't be punks coming in there, tapping her on the shoulder. Excuse me, I just want to get a no. She gonna be like, what? Man, snatch her over and be like, look, hey.
That women are thinking that they're not going to tell you that whole like asking permission, even if you're not verbally asking for permission, but you're physically asking for permission, you need to understand
right.
there those two things exist. That passive aggressive energy in the bedroom for most women is a turnoff. Women,
right.
especially if she has a strong personality, if she has to deal with a lot of stuff throughout the day, she just wants you to just, you know, take charge. Please, I'm not talking about you just going and doing this to some random woman. I'm talking about the woman that you're in a relationship with. I have to preface things because people take things out of context. But she, you know, most women, they need that. They need to be handled and don't want you to ask permission. Like, don't ask me if it feels good. If you don't know that it feels good, then that means you're not doing something right. Like, you should know. My body will tell you if it feels good. And her body, you know, that's what we were saying earlier, a woman, her body will testify to what she likes and what she doesn't like. And so I don't like being like, oh, you like that? No, Negro. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Me personally, and I would love for the other women to chime in and we'll address it on the next show because we're out of time. But for me personally, I don't like being asked questions like that during the act. Like, don't ask me, does it feel good? Don't ask me, you want that? Because when you do that, I'm like, you should know. And then, you know, the fact that you had to ask me just kind of turns me off. So I don't like that. You can ask me if I'm okay, if you're really like putting in work. Are you all right? You all right?
Yeah, if I'm asking you something, I'm trying to wake you up. I'm thinking you're passed out, and I'm like, oh shit, maybe I don't know if
what?
I need. Hey, yeah, I'm slapping you, I'm hitting you. I'm like, oh, I'm like, hey, you okay? I don't know. I might have got too rough. I don't know.
That's what I'm talking about. If he's, you know, if you're just really, really being really aggressive and just really like. And she's just like, oh, my God. And you're like, oh, okay, are you okay? That's all right. But all of those, does this feel good? You like that? You want me to do that? Some women may like that. A lot of women don't. Because you just want him to do it. You don't, like, don't ask me. It's like the shock. The fact that he's just aggressively just doing what he wants, it's that shock that causes her to get so aroused. Like, oh, I know he did not just do that. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's what she's thinking.
Yep.
Like, he didn't even ask my permission. And then she's like, oh, yeah,
nope.
I like that.
We're doing about your permission. I don't need permission. This means
you have issues. You probably need to ask permission because you tend to, like, you're kind of off. And doing.
I don't think so, because she might say no. Listen, it's better to ask for permission. It's better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. That's the way I look at it.
What?
It's better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission.
Yeah, well, hopefully you're having those kind of conversations with her and you're not. We don't want to see you get in trouble because you're doing stuff.
So forgive me later, baby. I'm sorry. I didn't know you didn't want that. I didn't know. I got excited and that's what happened. And so I'm sorry. That's it. In a moment, hell, I'm just gonna do what I want to do.
I like that. That's good when men do that more, like own it. I try to say this all the time. If men could get into their brain how women are wired and what makes women tick and how they think, then a lot of the stuff that is so confusing would not be confusing. If you understood how you have to balance being aggressive with her and then those moments where you need to be tender, you would be like those guys that, what do they call them, the ones that, like, have women just flocking to them? What do they call those guys, like, in the old movies? I can't remember.
I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea.
Those Casanovas. They study women and they know the psyche of women, and so therefore they're able to balance, and they give the woman what she wants, and she becomes so addicted that she basically just takes whatever. But, you know,
right.
That's a lethal, that's a lot of power to have in your hands that most men don't have that power. They don't know what to do
Absolutely.
With it. So.
We struggling. I know. I'm always struggling out here to figure them out. So this is always a lesson learned for me.
Manuel, be quiet. But anyway, you are not always struggling. Why? What are you talking about?
We thank you for
tuning in tonight. Make sure that you look for the video update that I'm going to be posting to let you know what's going to be happening with Urban Conversation. We are trying to find another carrier, so we're going to come with some, you know, bigger and better, like I said earlier. Do you have any final words, co-host Manuel?
We
were
over time. I know. They didn't cut us off this time. So I don't have any extra words. I can't wait till the next show when we get into more of the woman psyche as opposed to getting into our heads all the time. Yeah, I like that.
I think I gave you guys a lot. I think I gave you guys some pretty. If you paid attention, I think I gave you a wealth of information. So we will definitely dig into it more. And make sure that you continue to inbox me your questions and your feedback. And I'm like drunk or something, but I've been drinking ginger ale. There's no alcohol in that. But enjoy the rest of your evening, and we will be back with you on next Sunday. Good night. Yeah.